Luke 23:44-46. It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out in a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. The final words of Jesus on the cross represent perfect and complete trust. Jesus himself had said during his life, "For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." And here on the cross, we see just how deep and how far the trust of Jesus in the Father is willing to go. Even, as Paul will later write, to the point of becoming obedient to the point of death. Even death on a cross. Jesus' final words then are the model for all of us who are united to him. This is the trust and obedience that we are called to exemplify in our own lives, however imperfectly. But if there was ever someone who could have balked and said, "Surely this isn't the will of God. This doesn't seem fair at all," it was Jesus. Jesus is the only one of whom it could be said, as the thief on the cross testified, "We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." So, consider how much less is asked of us, who deserve death and are offered life instead. The question is clear. Do we trust him? Do we trust him with our lives? Will we trust him with our death?